Welcome back.
Back to Wes Riggs and Allie.
Wes Riggs and Allie.
On 103.7 KISS FM.
Partly cloudy, 85 for a high today. Some sunshine, 80 tomorrow. Then same thing. Mostly sunny, 80 on Wednesday. Still 70 right now at KISS FM. Everything trending, happening, going on in the world next. Plus Charlie XCX tickets after 8 on KISS. Give it to me, I'm 103.7 KISS FM, Wes Riggs and Allie at 7:55. Going to be partly cloudy, 85 for a high today. It's 70 still at KISS FM. Charlie XCX tickets with What in the Hell's in Our Mouth on the way next on KISS FM. But first, everything trending, happening, going down in our world. Allie, your lack of professionalism, your lack of effort this morning, it is glaring when I see the headline of this story. When it comes to A-list famous singers getting married over the weekend, and you don't even bring it up?
Who are we talking about?
Fantasia.
Oh, God, I saw
from this. American Idol. How is this not in your dirt? This should be the leading dirt story every single hour.
Sorry, I didn't talk about Fantasia because I didn't think anybody cared.
God made her man just for her, was her quote she put on Instagram.
Did she marry the guy that she had the affair with? Who was this?
Kendall Taylor is his name.
I can't remember if this
God
this
made him just for me and me just for him, says Fantasia.
Remember when she had the affair with the married man?
Yes.
And then he was going to leave his wife and he didn't, and she tried to kill herself.
Tried to kill herself, yeah.
And that whole thing was a hot mess, dude.
But when Fantasia gets married,
I don't think this is the same guy.
When Fantasia gets married, Allie, we need to speak of it.
Speak of it often.
Speak of it often.
It should be the whole masthead on our website. We should replace everything on our website with congratulations, Fantasia. And why the company, why Entercom Communications hasn't sent her a bouquet of roses is beyond me.
Right?
Maybe they have.
We should get on that immediately.
Maybe they have. Top movie at the box office this weekend was Ant-Man, which I still giggle when I see commercials for that.
It looks
so
dumb.
So cheesy.
It does.
Like, are we really having a real movie called Ant-Man?
Spider-Man. Man
serious
is a,
about it?
Spider-Man's been a five-decade legend.
Well, yeah, spiders are more scary than
spiders,
ants.
Spiders, like, he shoots webs, and he creates webs, and he gets guys, and he caught up
like that,
but he's a human-sized guy, but Ant-Man, like, he shrinks down to an ant size.
Did you know that ants are, like, 10,000 times stronger than a human is?
Are they really?
You know, with the amount of weight they can carry compared to the size of their body.
That makes sense.
They said it would be like us being able to carry your house.
Is it really?
Yeah.
They're that strong?
Yes.
Well, then maybe I want to see this movie then. But it's a Marvel movie, and Marvel doesn't...
They don't put
crap out, right?
Right.
So as laughable as it is, like, I'm with you, Allie. Every time I see it, I'm like, Ant-Man, really?
I know, it's
really
funny.
Ant-Man?
Well, it made $57 million, and then right behind it was Amy Schumer's movie Trainwreck, which I heard was very good. That took in about $30
million. I don't understand how ants can be so strong if I can crush them so gently.
Right?
Then
why do you do that to
that's what
ants?
My kid did.
You're
Owen
dead.
Was like, an ant, and he put his finger on it and killed it and smashed it.
He just took that.
I'm like, no, you don't kill it.
He's a boy. That's what us boys do. We kill things.
Look, an ant. Bam.
Are you familiar with the website ashleymadison.com?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I heard about this story.
I'm a gold member.
Well, you're screwed then. Yeah. Because tell the story, Riggs.
Yeah. They've been hacked by a group that call themselves the Impact Team. And basically, they've targeted Ashley Madison and other extramarital affair websites like Cougar Life and Established Men. They threatened to release delicate information of users if the websites remain online. They
said they were
going to
release names of people who were on the site and their addresses. And this is all for cheating people.
Yes.
Nice.
So, social media profiles, nude images, sexual fantasies and fetishes, financial details, employment documents, addresses.
They said they were going to release all this stuff if they didn't take the website down.
I'm going to get my profile down ASAP.
They said, too bad for ALM, which is the company that owns them. You promise secrecy, but don't deliver. We've got the complete set of profiles in our DB dumps, and we'll release them soon if Ashley Madison stays online. With over 37 million members, mostly from the U.S. and Canada, a significant percentage of the population is about to have a very bad day, including many rich and powerful people. So
I just don't understand why they have to take it out on the company. They're just doing their job.
They're bullying this company that's helping people cheat. How dare they? How dare they?
I think they're owned by... aren't they owned by like one of the other ones, like Match or eHarmony or something?
Ooh, Ashley Madison?
Yes.
Oh, there's just two other cheating websites, Cougar Life and Established Men.
No, I know, but aren't they owned by like, you know how like Tinder and Plenty of Fish and all that's owned by like Match.com?
Yeah, they very well may be.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I don't think the old man...
I don't think you bully these fine companies.
The old guy from eHarmony runs it?
Yes. What? It's not their fault that people cheat.
Really? We'll get you into relationships, and when you're bored, we'll put you in one with someone else. That'd be great.
WXSS and WXSS HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee.
Live from the Premier Laser Spa Studios.
You're listening to Wes, Riggs, and Allie.
On 103.7 KISS FM.